Okay, here we are. Ayira. Tavshin Pei Aleph. Hashgacha. The interplay between Hashem and man. We're going to examine several different scenarios from within the Parsha, in which we see this interplay, as it were, the Hashgacha, the providence of the Borei Olam upon Avram, upon all of us, but in this case, obviously, the Avram, in different fashions. Start with the Parsha, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'ilamim Ha'oel Kechom Hayom. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram. Avram is sitting Be'ilo Neim Mamre. Right, and he's sitting there in the entrance to his ohel, as Chazal teaches, looking for Ovrim B'Shavim, looking for travelers that he can mekayim hachnas to orchim with. It's on the third day of his mila. He's a great deal of physical pain because Baruch Hu has taken the chamamim natika. It's blazing hot outside. And there's Avram looking for Orchim. Yoshe Pesach Ol Kechom Hayom. He's singing the Pesach Ol Kechom Hayom, like in the heat of the day. Seems what he is, we'll see later. It's similar Chamamin Artika, to remove the, as it were, the sun from its scabbard. From its holder, from its kli, just like a sword held inside of its scabbard. And there's Amram, looking for Orchim. Says Rashi, says Gurari, Mashodilo Ata Dafka, why is it now that specifically Amram had this vision? Because Baruch Hu coming to him, and then the ensuing three malachim, who appear as Arabs, coming to him, says the Gurari, "Mipnei ki mitzas hamila gorim shashchina im Yisrael." The classical mitzvah, the mitzvah of bris, that creates a new entity, as the Ramban teaches us. Every lashon of bris is a lashon of bri'as, that through the bris one has created a new level of creation. Bri'as, bris. So mitzvah hamila gorim shashchina im Yisrael, the fact that a Jew stamps himself in such a fashion that he is clearly stating that the march of the beat of the drum of his life is his connection with Hashem, and not his connection or his breakneck run to encompass all of the physical world. That bris is Gorim Shashchina im Yisrael. So the Gurari tells us that this vision takes place on the heels of the end of last week's parsha, where Avraham Avinu was the kind of mitzvah of Mila. Mila generates this vision. But then go a step further. Within this vision, Avram has revealed to him, in this experience, let's say, the Pri Malchim come to him, that appear as Arabs. They tell Avram that a son will be born to him. This is the Besora, this is the hearing for the first time. But it's happening right now, it's happening. Next year, at this time, Yitzchak will be born. And the Kadakemach, the Rabbi Nabachi, says it's in the context, within the context of Hachnasis Orchim, that the Besora, that the news, the good news, that a son, that Yitzchak will be born to Avram and Sarah, it's within that record, so that backdrop, that they are told about it. So in other words, the Gurari taught us that the entire experience at the beginning of the Parsha, the experience of the encounter with Hashem and the Malachim and telling him, etc., etc., is on the heels of Milam, and And the kind of Kemach Rabbeinu Bakhe tells us that it's dafka within this context of the mitzvah of Haklas and Orachim that Avram receives the message that he's going to have a son. And we have to read this kind of Kemach, not the whole thing, but pieces. Vayita Esha Levershava, that's later on in the Parsha, but this is Avram's modus operandi. He was bimachnis all the time Orachim. That's why he's out in the sun looking for Orachim. He should be lying in bed. No, he's got to find Orachim. How can he not be misfastened with people the same way that the Borei Olam is constantly doing chesed? Thus, Avram sees the wave of existence is doing chesed. Hashem is doing constant 365 or 354 in a piece there, what he called days a year, and he's giving us constant chesed. He gives us existence. He gives us a ticket to eternity. How can you not ride the wave of creation and also do chesed? That's Avram. It is a sneep, it is a branch of Midas HaChesed. It's one of the Midas HaShem. Chesed, right? Gvura, Tiferes, etc. These are Midas HaShem. Chesed, giving. Umefarnes the whole Birya Kodesh Baruch Hu sustains, feeds every creation. Avram Avinu Haya Rosh HaMachzikim. He was the head of all those, as it were, who maintained this midah of chesed within the world. Ki yadati v'lamana sheyetzaves v'navves v'nevrek acharav. He's going to teach them la'asos tzokul mishpat. Avram is going to teach his entire family, his descendants, to do tzokul mishpat. He is the amur of chesed. V'hu haya achesed. Memale mokom amida hahi vehu haya hachetzet memale mokom amida hi kimatzin yushalmi veishmu meshmarti ma meshmarti omra midas hachetzet. You hear this? Avraham Avinu was the pillar of chesed to the point at which the midah of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not counted when he worked then. Because Avraham did it. He was veishmu meshmarti. He watched my watch. I didn't need to do it. He was doing it. Like I said, that later on the parsha, the Dorshu Razal, Eshel is not called Achila Shtia Ulevia, or Achila, right, and Shchiva Ulevia, some say. Meant Eshel, food, drink, or place to rest. Levia, an escort, lie escort. Afterwards, Veda, Kimilas Eshel Pshuto Hu Ilan, and Eshel Mepashta says Rabbeinu Bakhe means a tree. Why? Because it refers, there's a double entendre here, aside from the fact that it was an inn, but also is referenced to a tree. The Rebbe Bakhe says that the word Eshel is used to teach us about Avram's Mida of Achnas Orchim, because Eshel Pashtus means tree. Because the tree of Achnasis Orchim produces Perus. Through attaching himself, through his complete and total commitment to Achnasis Orchim, he planted for himself a tree in Shamayim. And the Rabbeinu Bakhe continues and tells us that the automatic response of this is that the tree, just like everything, every mitzvah we do, we're planting trees as it were in Gan Eden. Vayita Eshel, Vayita, what do you call Gan Eden? You plant a tree with Chesed, you're planting a tree for yourself in Gan Eden. And that becomes your schar. The tree is your schar. But there's also Peros. And the unique Peros, especially in mitzvahs ben Aron Chaver in general, they produce Peros, because since you are benefiting the people around you, you are being like the Creator in that you are aiding the people here on this earth, the automatic response of Peros, of fruits, the Keren, the principle remains for Olam Habab, but it produces fruits, and the fruits in this world, particularly with Hachnasas Orchim, the fruits, just like Avram planted a tree and gave fruits, literally, to people, so too he is blessed with the fruit of the womb. Children. Pri habatet. Those fruits. You eat of the fruits of your mitzvah, Hachnasas Orachim. The Karen, the principle, remains for Olam Haba, but the fruits are eaten here. And the fruits that are eaten here, right? How are they eaten here? They give a person a schus to pre-botan, to the fruit of the womb. Interesting. So we've seen the interplay. Because Avram, in the fashion of mitzvah, goreras mitzvah, Avram did bris milah. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Avram. What's going to be told to Avram is he's going to have privatan. And this is in the context of his desperate desire to become the mitzvah achnasas orchim. And achnasas orchim, we know, generates Karen, lolam haba, right, in the place of all trees, vayita eshel, or vayita gan be'eden, planting of Gan Eden, and it produces fruit. The fruit that comes from the trees of Achnasas Orchim are the fruit of Privatan, children. Further, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elonim Amri Hu Yoshe Pesach Oel Kechom Hayom. Says Rashi, Vayera Elov Levaker Esachole. Kamash Baruch was coming to me, Vaker, the Chola. What does Hashem do? Kechom Hayom. Hoti Kamash Baruch Hu Chamud Atika. Shulah Trichu Ba'orchim. Lefishra O Mitzdar Shulah Hayu Orchim Boim Hevi Amalochim Alav Bid Musa Noshim. Kamash Baruch Hu took the sun out of its sheath in order that there wouldn't be Orchim, because that would be Matriach Avram. Avram had just the heel, the third day of his meal. And then Hashem saw how much he was mitzta'er. So he brought him the Orchim, but the Malachim in the form of Anoshim. So as you see, I wrote over here, I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, that the entire concept of Bikur Cholim, Levaker, as the Chole, is to find out what the Chole needs. Does he need medication? Does he need chocolate? Does he need this? Does he need that? Levakir, right? What do you call Bikorit? Get clear what he needs. This is exactly what Hashem was doing. What does Avram need? Does he need to be able to rest because it's the third day of the Mila? Or no, he needs to have Orchim. He needs to have Orchim. That's what he needs. And in order to bring about this scenario, Shabbat was motzi the chama min artika. He takes the sun out of its sheath, and it's blazing hot. We said this terminology: taking the sun out of the sheath is found l'asid lavo. Also, the Gemara says as follows: Gemara of Udazara, Kibra b'shimin min lakish, the Omer b'shimin min lakish, ain gehenim l'asid lavo. There will be no gehenim them. Ella yavo ayela kodesh motzi chama min artika. The same terminology. It's like the sun out of its sheath. You hear this? When the sun, when the true light will be revealed, in other words, right now the light, the true light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminating the world is hidden. It's in a sheath. When it will be revealed, so for the tzaddik, he will be healed by that sun, because the truth will be revealed now, and he'll know that the path he was marching along with all his entire life was the correct path. He knew it was all along the correct path, but he didn't see reassurance of it. Now he sees the reassurance of it. It is healing. It's healing for the difficulties he had. It's healing even perhaps the momentary slips and lapses of bitachon, etc. It's healing. And they're shine, it burns them up. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was motzi that tzacham and artika now also to see what does Avram really want. What he wants is Orchim. Says the Alshech. Achitochen shetima Kadosh Baruch Hu me'ein ha'osid. What Avram experienced it was like the osid. Right? It takes the place of Gehenna. He talayat roshoyim v'terape at tzadikim. V'zeu hinei yom ba bo'er katanur. Like it says, the day is coming where it will be like a blast furnace. V'lihat osama yom ba. And it will burn up the roshoyim. V'hei terape at tzadikim. It will heal the tzadikim. And that's exactly what took place over here. Who are you, Avram? Who are you? What do you really want? What do you really want? It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Avram reveals that what I want is to be able to do a little chesed. Once again, the interplay. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it so hot. And now, the question is Avram going to say, oh, BH, nobody here today, I'm taking a snooze. And he says, no, Rabbi Hashem, where are the Orchim? I need to do Orchim. I cannot say Orchim. Once again, so that's a fascinating thing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was mavchim in Avram, who exactly he is. Hashgacha. At the conclusion of he's doing the Chos Orchim to Malachim, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Hamechatz ani me'Avram." Here in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin. "Vashem amar hamechatz ani me'Avram, asher ani yoseh." "Va'Avram ayosiyeh, ayo yeh legoy gadol v'atzum v'nivrechu v'chol kol goy ha'aretz." "Yedativ l'man asher yitzav es abona ves beiso achrov." "V'shom muderech Hashem lasot stoku mishpat l'man havi Hashem el avraham es asher diber alav." So now the question is, the city of Sodom is going to be destroyed. Should I inform? Says Hashem, should I inform? Of course I should. Says the form of Hashem Amar, who I am is Atif Yumitzvah, Gimil Chasadim. Once again, the interplay. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you is the way you are with Him. This is like the Nefesh HaChaim that we've spoken about so many times before. Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Hashem is like the tzel, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Hashem is like the shadow of your right hand. As you move your hands over, the shadow is cast. And that's exactly, right, says the Nefesh HaChaim, the way we are with Hashem is the way Hashem is with us. What we invest, what we put into the mysterious Nefesh, etc., we put into marching the beat of Hashem's drum, causes the reaction, Kaviyachol, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us to that degree. With us, Vashkocha Prati, to that degree. So now that Avram has been recalled, B'mekayim, Avram is after his Mila, that we zocha to this Nevuah. This Nevuah comes to tell him about he's going to receive children, because the peros, the fruits, right, of the tree of Achnosis Orchim, the fruits one eats in this world, the tree remains, its principle remains in the world, and the reward to the world to come. But the fruits are eaten here. And the skus, what do you call it, the unique peros that a person eats from Achnosis Orchim, are fruit of the womb. Children. But now further. I'm going to say, oh, so again, Achnosis Orchim. I mean, it's chasedim, chasodim. As the Torah says, Hashem Amar, as a function of Avram's being more than ever, now we make this Orchim. Hashem says, "Who I am is Asik and Mitzvahs Mila Chasadim, the Lavas the Orchim." Hashem Amar, "She Yigalu L'Man, She Yitzav Es Banav Ke Amram." So our mitzvah, mitzvah once again. I will now reveal to Avram what's going to happen in Sodom. Allow him to pray. Let him learn my ways, because he's going to teach his children my ways, right? Laman Yitzave is Bonav. He's going to teach his children afterwards my ways. They have yet to know my ways. What are my ways? Roy Shalol Chatos Me Avram Midas Tuvo Lo Dioshim Haya Bein Rishayim Eiz and Minyan Tzadikim, to learn that if in fact, right, as it comes out of the entire discussion between Avram, his Tefillah, between the Rabbanu Shalom, is that when he goes through, if there's this amount of Tzadikim, this amount of Tzadikim, this amount of Tzadikim, this amount of Tzadikim, will you not save the place? He says, yes, I will save the place. To learn from here Midas Tuvo, that if there were a sufficient number of Tzadikim, even Rishayim would be saved. Because Avram is concerned. What are the limiters of Chesed? What exactly are the parameters? How far? How much? It's another opportunity to learn. Amazing. So we've seen so far different ways that Hashem is with us, responds to our connection to Him. We respond to His connection with us. Mila, Hachnasas Orchim, the fruit of the womb, and now being made aware of what's going to happen with Sodom, mitzvah, Goreres mitzvah. Now the opportunity to be able to plumb the depths of Hashem's chesed. What are the parameters of that chesed? So Avram can implement those parameters as he teaches his children and his children's children afterwards. This is how you do chesed. He's guiding us. He's guiding us here with rewards, as it were, with fruits in the temporal world. The fruits of children. And at the same time, he's further educating us. If that's what you want, I'll further educate you. What are the parameters of chesed? We also have, though, in this parsha, a place of where you would say, where's Hashem? Hashem's not here. Is Hashem here? Can't be. It's such a sordid situation. Can't be. Well, let's look at this day. Ukumar shachar, perik your test, pasik this one. Ukumar shachar alav, yad sa malachim bilot le mor. Kum kach es ishtechov eshteben osecha hanim tzaos. Penti safebe ovan ha'ir. This is the morning after the malachim show up at Lot's house. Right? People try to attack them, they lock the door, etc., the whole nine yards, and then finally in the morning, the Malachi said, that's it, curtains for stone. Because the world was nuking stone. So take your wife and your bonel secha hanimsos, those daughters are found with you. These are the unmarried daughters. The married daughters are already with their husbands. Right? Their husbands were mocking everything the Malachim had to say, or the Lord had to say to them. They won't be saved. But the ones with Lot, they were nimtzaos with him. Shem bro secha nimtzaos. Hashem is saved. But then as we continue on in the Parsha, they've got some pretty strange ideas. There's no man around to take advantage of our father. Pasuk says, Vatashkena es havien yayin. They gave their father wine to drink. His two daughters, the ultimate mothers of Moab and Ammon. Vatashkena es havien yayin, balayla hu. She commits an act, the elder one commits an act of incest. And she convinces afterwards her sister to do the same thing. And from them come Moab and Ammon. What a sordid act. Hashem's not here, right? This has got to be like a black hole. Right? Hashem is not, he can't be here. This is too grotesque. This is too disgusting. The pasuk says, "Vatashkenas avien yain balayla hu." Shouldn't be laila hu. Should be laila hahu. It's who. So Mizrahi, later on in Parshas, Vayetz explains to us that when the pasuk says who, as it says over here, as it says later on there about the conception, who Yisachar, by David, when David has to flee from Shaul, even though he thought this is marrying Shaul's daughter would be his ticket to the Malchus, but meanwhile Shaul has decided he wants to kill David. He uses the terminology over there of Laila Hu as opposed to Hahu. Says the Mizrach in Parshas Vayetzei, the reason it says Hu is because it is a reference to Ribbono Shel Olam. In the midst of what you would think is so incredibly obscene and incredibly so grotesque and so incredibly immoral and so incredibly, incredibly beyond the pale of what we consider of anything in this world. Balayla hu. The hu is reference to Hashem. Hashem is there also. And Chazal learn. From Shtei Benosecha Nimtzaos. Chazal teach us. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashtei Mitzios, Ruach Maviya, Venam Amonis. Or Rabbi Yitzchak Matzasi, David Amdi, Heich Matzasi, Vizdol. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim Matzasi, Perak Tes, Pachak, Pasuk Chal, Matzasi, David Amdi, Beshem Koshim Mishachtiv. I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. Where did you find him? You found him someplace? Yes, I found him. Where? Eifel mitzach, heichem mitzach, siv. Where did I find him? Said the Medrash, Bezdom. He would find the Hashgacha in a place where you'd think, what do you call him? Man, it's certainly not contributing to Hashem being with him over here. This is a pretty sordid deal that's taking place. Even though it is, it's Laila Hu, Hashem is there. And the Shnei Baruch Sech HaNun Tzaos, from them will come Mashiach. And that's the Halacha that's true. Because we know that what it that David HaMelech came from Moab, from Musa Moavia, and Shlomo married Nahama Ammonis, and the Chazal Paskin that Mashiach has to come from a descendant, right, of those two, both Moab and Ammon. I mean, Moab and Ammon. So from the assorted thing that you would think of the world, from there will sprout eventually Mashiach. Amazing, no? So here's where it's not possible for him to be here, and yet he's very much here. From here will come Mashiach. Let me go on further. And as we see, Vayiyachar Advar Ma'ela comes the Akeda. And Velokim Nisas Avram, the classical Nisayan. Vayomalav Avram, Avram, Vayomay Nini. Vayomar Kachnas Binchas Yechicha, take your son, your Yachid, Asher Ahav, to the ones you love. Es Yitzchak, Yitzchak. Lech Lecha Eretz Horiah, a travel. Once again, Lech Lecha, just as we saw at the beginning of Lech Lecha, it's Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, go leave your house, leave your culture, leave your family behind, right, go to Eretz Yisrael, here it's also Lech Lecha El Eretz Amoriah. Right? And bring Yitzchak as a korban, Achad El Harim Asher Omar Elech, I'll tell you, I'm not telling you now. Lech, go, you'll find it. Says the Medrash, here on this concept of what he called of Nisyonos, says the Medrash, Rav Yonasan, I'm going to explain it according to the Ashach explains it, if I'm not mistaken, also the Maral explains it this way, but certainly what he called the Ashach speaks it out very, very concisely over here. There are three forms, says the Medrash, of what appears to be Nisayon. Again, that's the discussion, so on, but what appears to be Nisayon. There is the Pishtani, the flax worker. When he has flax, and he wants to make it clean, the more he beats it, the cleaner it gets. The more he beats it, the cleaner he gets. That's one type of nisayon. Right? I'm Rav Yonos, and a pishtani as a pishtani, one who works with flax, one who works with linen, to make it pure and white, it needs to be beaten and beaten and beaten. The next example the Medrash gives is a yotzer. Yotzer. A potter, one who's selling clay pots. He wants to show how good his wares are, how incredibly strong they are. He beats on the pots that he knows can take it in order to reveal their strength so people know how great are these, what do you call these vessels this potter has made. That's the yotzer. He bangs upon his pots. And finally, there's the third example of the Balabai Shailo Shtei Paros. The Balabai has two oxen, one is strong, one is weak. Upon whom does he put the yoke? Upon the strong one. Let the strong one carry it to the weak one that's incapable. So the Alshech, these are the three different types of Nisyonos. And we see in the Parsha that really all three are Shaykh now to the Parsha of the Akeda. Rashi tells the Chard Vrama Eila, right? The Lekim Nisas Avram. Which Dvorim? Which Vrom took place? So Rashi brings the Yeshmer of Oseinu Omrim to those who say, Achad Dvorim Shal Satan. Because the Satan said, hey, Yaakov Avram made a party. Maybe he called it like he made a bris. Maybe he called it, he had a Suda. Maybe he called it for Yitzchak. Right? He didn't bring one Korban. Isn't that still Hashem? So Hashem says in reply, you'll see if I ask him to bring his own son, he will. You hear that? You hear that? Says the Ben Yoyada. Why did not bring Corbin? He didn't think it was necessary. Right? He didn't think it was necessary. Why? Because he did Bris Mila. Isn't that the biggest Corbin? It's like Torahs. It's like Torahs. Why bring a korban? It points in the wrong direction. But to those who were the uninitiated, why didn't he bring a korban? The sultan's right. Why didn't he bring a korban? They didn't understand it. Aaron said, well, you shouldn't bring a korban. Because what's the point of bringing a korban? I did meal on my son. So now Hashem once again has to show what Aaron's made of. Like the potter who bangs on the pots that can take it to show how strong his pots are. He tests them. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we think that Avram doesn't want to give thanks to me, right? Now that he's got his son, he's not thinking about giving thanks to me, praying, being attached to me. I'll show you what Avram is. He's going to take that son and sacrifice it. That's the Yotzer. Rav Chaim and others say that part of the contributing factor to the Akedah, even though the pasuk is clearly telling us that it's a Nisayim. Nisayim is a special midah, etc. But in addition, there's always got to be an Achilles heel that enables what he called this Nisayim, because we're not stomp cannon fodder. So Be'er Maim Chaim says that the issue over here is that Avraham made a bris with Avimelech. There was a Chil Hashem of sorts. You have Hashem to take care of you. You need to make a bris with Avimelech, even though Avimelech requested it. And there's also a lot of considerations over here why Avimelech requested it, and we call it a Kiddush Hashem, that we call that Avraham accepted. But nonetheless, you can say, hey, why is he making a covenant? It looks like he's interested in protection. What does he have to vote on? Why is he thinking about this? It looks like there's something wrong here. There's a chisaron here, says the Be'er Maim Chaim. This is the mashal of Pishtayim. In the world of Nisayim, sometimes we call it in order to cleanse the Pishtayim, it needs to be beaten. And so too, sometimes, right? Difficult situations come upon people, as it were, to remove some sort of deficiency inside of them. Three different types of Nisyonos. The Nisayim of the Yotzer, the potter, to show how good his wares are, in case you didn't realize. Through the Akeda, Avram and Yitzchak will show who they really, what they are really made of. The Mashal Bishtani, you beat upon the flax to make it white. Sometimes there's a small peccadillo, some yeast or something wrong, something that's been done incorrectly. You go through the Tsar. What's for the bee? You go through the Tsar, it cleanses. This is what Be'er Maim Chaim says. That's the Achilles heel that brings about the Akeda. Of course, we know the Akeda is very broad in what it does for the Jewish people, etc., etc., etc. But there's always got to be an Achilles heel. What was the Achilles heel? He did something that looked like it was inappropriate. He made a bris with Avimelech. And to the outside world, what do you need a bris with Avimelech? Unless you believed in Hashem. And finally, the Shtei Paros. So Alshech, Maral, Komo, etc. also explains the Shnei Paros. You have two oxen. One is stronger, one is weaker. Upon whom do you put the yoke? The yoke upon the strong one, it'll carry it for the weaker one. And so to also the Shnei Paros. Sometimes you need, right? Sometimes you need the tzaddik to accept a situation of distress, discomfort, suffering, torment, etc. Because he's mechaper for his door, or mechaper for Klai Yisrael Bechlal. The Bashal Shtei Poros. Like we know, the schus of Akedas Yitzchak is the schus we mention. We say in Zichronos, in Rosh Hashanah, Akedas Yitzchak lezaro bi hayom barachmim tisko baruch ato Hashem zocher abris. We are still beneficiaries of the yoke that Avram Yitzchak accepted upon themselves, and it's passed down to us through our spiritual DNA. They did it, we reap the benefits. And finally, right, from the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu, the Jewish people are built. It says the Sfas Emes. The Medrash al Akeda Nasat al Yerecha Nesis Noses. You've given to the ones who fear you, a banner to wave, or Nes, a miracle, Lis Noses. Pasuk in Tilim, Pek Samach. Since Hashem is the Kamoshiyesh Asar Mamorosh Mizen Nibru Kol Abruim, just like the 10 Mamoros through which the world is created, so too Klai Yisrael is created through the Asar and Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. This spiritual DNA becomes part of our fiber through Avram. So that's the idea of the Shtei Poros Ki'ilu. Avram is so strong. Avram stands at Ten Nisyonos. And that stands for us in our good stead throughout the generations. Ten Nisyonos. And that's why Hashem says, Ati Yadati. So Hashem says, what do you mean, Ati Yadati? Now in Ati Yadati, the end of the Nisyonos, of the Akedah, because Brooklyn says, Ati Adati Kiare Elohim Atta. Now I know that you're God fearing. What a strange terminology. Now I know. Of course, I've never shown it before. You say, Ata Gilisa, you've revealed it. Ati Adati, now I know. It says, Sasemes, Hashem never writes a yediyah about something unless it's going to last through the generations. That's a complete yediyah. Adi Adati, now that you've been omitted in the 10th Nisan, just like the 10 Ma'amaros which the world is created, so now you have created the spiritual DNA, you've created the double helix of spirituality, of emuna, of bitachon in Hashem that now becomes part and parcel of the spiritual DNA code of the Jewish people. Adi Adati, now that you reach the 10th Nisan, this will be the lineage of the Jewish people. This will be the beat of the drum of the Jewish people. Ati Adati, Ati Adati. So we've seen here the interplay of mitzvos with hashgacha, with closeness to Hashem, in terms of mila, in terms of achnas zorchim, the fruits that it's, what do you call it? At the same time, we also saw when a person is b'chlal not intending to do the will of Hashem, and yet Hashem uses that also to bring about His will. Shnei berosecha nimtzaos, like we saw with the daughters of Lot, in the middle of the most sordid situation, it led to afterwards incest between Lot and his two daughters. From there come Moab and Ammon. But from Moab and Ammon will eventually come Mashiach. Matzasi David Amdi, Pasuk says in Tilam, Shem Kashim Ishakti, I found David my servant, I have anointed him with my holy oil. And finally, as we discussed here, the Akedah has within it both three aspects of Nisayon. Difficult times come upon people. Sometimes it's to show their greatness so people can learn from them. That's the example of the potter who bangs upon only the clay pots that he knows can take the beating. And then there's the example of the pishtani, the flax worker. The more he beats the flax, the more white it becomes, because as some say, right, immediately prior to the story of the Akedah is the bris that Avram made with Avimelech, and on many levels some say it's like Chil Hashem. Are you making covenants with earthly kings? You have Hashem protecting you. Of course, Avram had other considerations here as well. He's not being selfish and he has no lack of faith, but it looks like that a little bit, and because of that, he has to be cleansed, and he's cleansed. Like the Pishtani, who cleanses his flax. The more he's beaten, the cleaner it gets. And so too also here. And the final aspect of Nisoyon, right? The potter, the flax worker, and the shtei poros, the two oxen, one who is healthy and one who is not so healthy. It's upon the healthy one that you put the yoke, and he'll carry it for his friend, for his compatriot. And in this case over here, Avraham Yitzchak withstood the test of the Akedah, an incredible test. Nothing made any sense, but Avraham went through with it. Nothing made any sense to him, but Avraham was willing to do it. Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem says, Ati Adati, you've reached that level now, you've finished the 10th Nisayon. Ati Adati, Kirela Kim Ato. Now I know, not just about you, but I know that you have now affixed this as part of the spiritual DNA of the Jewish people. Once you've done this, this becomes part of their legacy. So in that sense, Avraham Yitzchak did the act, and we're like the weak ox that can't carry the yoke. We reap the benefits. Okay. I think this is pretty fundamental. I think you should think about it. The levels of hashgacha, of interplay between Hashem and us, we should become more sensitive to it. We should be more cognizant of it. Be aware of how much we owe the Rabbon Shalom. And it's Hashem, if we have that level of Hakaras HaTov, for how much we owe Him, for everything that He gives us, then maybe we'll see some of the Peros also. Maybe we'll see an end to the world of darkness, the world of a pandemic, the world of lies, and those people who think that they can educate others in terms of what's moral and what's not. Shem Yazor. Have a good Shabbos.